It's time for the Inside Success Show, an inspirational hour that searches for the simple secrets of success in real-life stories of people who have felt the pain of failure and have gone on to great achievement. Here's your host.
Hi, Randy Gilbert here, and welcome to the Inside Success Show. This is an action-packed hour with exciting guests who share their inside stories of real-life moments and humble beginnings, and more importantly, who give away powerful inside success secrets, tips, and strategies that you, our listeners, can use right away to bring success and abundance into your own lives. And the topic for this interview is curing the cause and preventing the disease. It's a proactive approach into obtaining and maintaining optimal health utilizing functional diagnostic medicine. And our next special guest says that functional diagnostic medicine is not only for healthcare professionals and patients seeking a new scientific method of treatment, but also for individuals seeking to achieve optimal health. And if you would like to overcome disease and ailments, or achieve and maintain optimum health without harmful drugs, then I highly recommend you pay close attention to this wellness guru, because I'm introducing Dr. Stephen Ross. He's the author of Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease. And Dr. Ross was trained as a doctor of chiropractic in 1982, and he began practicing a new approach of diagnosis and treatment called functional diagnostic medicine well over 20 years ago. He had two successful practices in Minneapolis, Minnesota up until the year 2004, and then when he decided to move his family of five across country to San Diego to share a new perspective in health, wellness, and longevity. He has become one of the most sought-after speakers on the subject of living a healthier tomorrow by getting to the root cause of illness and health challenges, and his scientific curiosity has led him to recognize the importance of searching for the root cause of illness and disease and the use of scientific lab analysis, nutrition, and lifestyle management in this process. His unique science-based analysis allows him to design natural, healthy nutritional programs uniquely aligned with your body chemistry to restore health and function. Dr. Ross is included in the list of who's who in chiropractic and who's who in business professionals. He's a diplomat of the American Academy of Pain Management and is an affiliate physician of the Chopra Center in La Costa, California. He has an active practice in San Diego, California, and consults with patients and doctors throughout the world. So, Dr. Stephen Ross, welcome to the Inside Success Show.
Wow, that's quite the introduction, Randy.
Well, you've got impressive credentials, and we're really looking forward to this interview. You have some really great things that you've provided to the public, not just having such a spectacular practice, but you are now really out there wanting to share this information. So I appreciate you being on this show. And what we'd love to do is have you share a little bit more of your inside, what we call your inside story, and tell us a little bit more of sort of where you got started. I mean, this is a real passion of yours, and where does it come from?
Yes, it is a real passion, and I want to thank you again for having me on your show, Randy. This is a message that I've been wanting to get out for a long time, and I've been, like you said, I've been in practice since 1982. I'll give you a little background here. I studied and became licensed as a doctor of chiropractic in 1982, and as probably most of your listeners are not aware, that in chiropractic college, we have extensive training similar to medical doctors, even more so in the area of nutrition. We actually have a year of basic nutrition and a year of nutritional pathology. So my background in nutrition really extends way back then. And following my graduation from chiropractic college, I became more and more interested in nutrition, and specifically in finding ways to assess my patients to see where they may have deficiencies, because most of my patients would come in with musculoskeletal complaints, and after overcoming their musculoskeletal complaints and their pains and aches, they still weren't really healthy. And I would prescribe various nutrients and vitamins and minerals and get them to a certain level of feeling better. But ultimately, the health of the individuals that came into me, and I think the general public, didn't have great health to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to know, how can I get to the next level? And back then, the area of functional diagnostic medicine was just beginning to build. And one of the individuals that really initiated this movement was Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He's a real leader in the area of functional diagnostic medicine. He actually coined the term functional diagnostic medicine. And that area really was a different approach to medicine or health, in that the real basis behind functional diagnostic medicine is getting to the root cause of your health challenges and illness. And one of the ways to get to the root cause of your health challenges was to do some very specific science-based laboratory analysis. And I found that real interesting, because there were many times that I would pick up things on individuals that their conventional doctors never even considered, let alone knew how to test for it. So as time went by, new labs came up, new diagnostic methods came up, which brings us kind of full circle to where I am today. There's a number of very specific laboratory testing services available now to the functional medicine era, or the functional medicine arena right now, if you would, that helps us doctors that are practicing this area to really find the root cause of illness. And by doing that, we were then able to make recommendations in a natural method, if at all possible, to correct the cause, rebalance the body, and allow the individual to heal and become much healthier than they were before. And true health really is getting to the root cause and then allowing the body to function at 100% capabilities, if at all possible. So this has brought me into really wanting to share this with the public, because there's so much misinformation out there. And I think people are really tired of going to their doctors with a symptom and just being told that, you know, either you have to learn to live with it or take this medication, and the medication basically covers up the symptoms but does nothing to get to the cause of the problem and correct it.
Yeah, well, let me carry forth on that just a little bit more, because it really seems, as you're sharing, that that passion, you know, certainly is for doing things right, and a preference towards alternative health methods. But other doctors seem to not be having any kind of a problem just being a salesman or an agent of the drug companies.
Right.
You've taken that really different approach, and does that come from just a real strong desire to help people in like a holistic way?
Well, it does, but more than that, Randy, it comes from a desire to get the truth out there. Because 97% of the medications prescribed today are for symptomatic control. That's it. It's like having the red warning light in your car going on, and instead of taking care of the problem, you just switch the light off.
Yeah.
it does nothing for the problem.
Right.
You know, and then eventually the problem gets worse and worse. So, you know, functional medicine it's not really alternative medicine. It's really a combination of alternative, complementary, and conventional medicine. But where we differ is that, you know, alternative medicine views the body, or complementary or functional medicine views the body as self-regulating. You know, the body can regulate itself. And when disease occurs and the self-regulation system gets disrupted or damaged, you know, we need to take that a step further and find out why. Where in traditional medicine, they look at disease as the enemy. We have to destroy the enemy. Quiet down the enemy. In functional medicine, we look at disease as really an opportunity for change, an opportunity for us to look inside the body and find out what happened to the self-regulating system, why is there a disease, and then correct the disease. Find the disease and correct it. And if at all possible, without dangerous drugs. So functional medicine really works because it addresses the whole dynamic process that causes the disease in the first place. So I'll give you an example here.
Please, yeah.
For, for instance, I've had many people come in with complaints of peptic ulcers or, you know, stomach digestive problems,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and their conventional doctor may prescribe an antacid to relieve the symptoms, whereas functional medicine, we are always looking to answer the question, why? Why did it develop in the first place?
Mm.
So through an extensive history, we'll ask about, you know, stressors at home or in work or chemical imbalances, or, you know, what really happened here? Was there an invasion of bacteria in the gut? And functional medicine acknowledges disease and pathology, but the question is, we need to ask, is why did the disease develop in the first place?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the new approach that we're talking about here, functional diagnostic medicine, is based on helping your body, your whole being, to work in harmony like a symphony. And by contrast, conventional medicine compartmentalizes. We call it silo medicine. If you think of silos on a farm,
mm-hmm.
you've got an individual silo for the liver. You've got another silo for the bone doctors, another one for the heart doctors, another one for the mind doctors, and so on. And in functional medicine, we look at all these systems and how they're linked mm. together and how the relationships are between each one of them.
So you go up and basically take a bird's eye view instead of just focusing on those few things individually.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because that's the way the body works. The body
mm-hmm.
does not work in compartments.
Yeah.
It works as a unit, you know,
yeah.
kind of like your car.
Yep.
You know, you look at your car and you say, well, it's just the valves. Well, maybe it's something before the valves,
mm-hmm.
or it's
mm-hmm.
the type of gas you're putting in, or it's the combination of things. So we really need to look at the whole body and find out where the problem is.
Mm.
What's the cause? What's the
Very
root
good.
Cause?
Very good.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And definitely have, you know, going through school, you've certainly had those who have been teaching you. But share with us perhaps or maybe acknowledge, if you would, those who have helped you, maybe mentored you along or been your supporters.
Sure. You know, one person comes to mind that unfortunately has passed away in the last year is Dr. William Timmons. And Dr. Timmons was really a leader in the field of
mm.
functional medicine,
mm-hmm.
and his life's ambition was, just like mine, to get the message out. He created a very successful laboratory called BioHealth, and he had helped me over the years, mentoring me and explaining to me various physiological things that happen in the body and how to approach it in a functional way. So a great deal of my thanks goes to Dr. Timmons. Also, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who I had mentioned earlier, was the founder, the person that coined the term functional diagnostic medicine. He's a brilliant man and continues his pursuit in educating the doctors in particularly, and he's been a tremendous help. So those are the two main individuals that have helped me along
Super.
My way here. But there are many that
mm-hmm.
over the years have helped me as well.
Mm, yeah, that's so keen to know that. And of course, you know, it's very common on this show just because, you know, there are people that, you know, reach heights of success like you have. And it really is because they've acknowledged and have always enjoyed having people to look up to or to learn from or to enjoy their support of. So appreciate that. Well, one of the things I'd love your help in and sort of pulling people over into the next segment is looking at the benefits that come from really paying attention to the things that you're going to be sharing. You know, probably not that many people are really, you know, familiar with, you know, this kind of practice, and so probably not familiar with the benefits. I mean, getting rid of symptoms is one thing. Actually getting to the, you know, curing the cause is a totally, I think, would be a totally different experience. So share with our listeners the real experience or the benefit that you might expect by, you know, really paying attention here and implementing what you teach.
Right, right. Well, you know, it is a new concept to many people, and I think, you know, the public is ready for this change.
Mm.
Like I said,
I believe so.
They're just being treated for symptoms. But just to give you an idea here, I mean, we're still in an old medical model when we look at it, because we're still working our medical model based on the 1900s, where infectious diseases like tuberculosis and influenza and typhoid were the leading causes of death.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing now is that the healthcare industry is really being challenged because the direction that the disease process is going is more into the chronic degenerative diseases.
Mm.
And when I talk about chronic degenerative diseases, we're talking about battling things like cancer and heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and osteoporosis that are debilitating diseases. They don't necessarily kill you right away, but they damage your overall life. So the demand for this new solution is tremendous.
Mm.
And what we're looking at here is that the types of patients that I see are just a huge variety. But I'll tell you, probably the biggest complaint that I have from my patients coming in to see me is fatigue. They're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And with the lifestyles that we're leading now and fast-paced this, that, and the other thing, and everybody wants our fast foods and our fast internet connection,
yep.
That we're, you know, we've developed into a chronic illness society. So I've got people coming in with pain and inflammation and immune suppression and nervous system dysfunction. Digestive disturbance is huge. Give you an example here. I had a patient come in. This was probably about 2 years ago. A woman in her 50s complaining of digestive problems for 25 years.
Wow.
She'd had bloating and gas and, you know, chronic constipation and diarrhea. And one of the first things I asked her, she's an interior designer, and she's been asked to travel all over the world for some of her clients, and she wasn't able to because she had these issues that she always had to be near a bathroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I asked her, now this is going to sound a little funny, but I asked her, what happened 25 years ago? She says, well, I got married 25 years ago. I said, okay, that probably didn't cause the problem. I said, where'd you go on a honeymoon? She says, I went to Mexico.
Mm.
A red flag went up right there. I said, did you get sick when you were in Mexico? And she says, yeah, but, you know, I came back and it was fine after about a week or so. You know, Montezuma's Revenge.
Wow.
Also known as traveler's diarrhea.
Yep.
A lot of people get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what'd you do for it? She says, well, you know, I went to the doctor and I was given some medications. You know, basically, she was given a medication to stop the diarrhea, which just plugs you
just
up.
Just constipated.
Anything for the problem. Right. So I said, okay, we're going to start with some very simple testing, and we did some laboratory testing for testing the stool, basically. And most of the testing that we do in functional medicine is something that you can do at home. It's very easy. You do in your home, and you send it into the lab, and then I get the results back, and we get together, and we talk about the results. Well, wouldn't you know it, she had a couple bugs in her system. I'm talking parasites and bacterial overgrowth.
Mm.
Probably has been lingering for 25 years.
Wow.
I asked her what kind of testing she had and, you know, what the doctors did. Well, they scoped her, they gave her this, they gave her that. They never really looked for the cause. Well, lo and behold, I found the cause. We started treating her, and within probably a couple of months, she was feeling 100% better.
Wow.
Now, after that, after we treated her, and this was all with natural botanicals and supplements and some changes in diet, we tested again, and lo and behold, we found another bug that wasn't showing itself earlier. And this is not uncommon, that some of these bugs will hide, and you won't find them on the first go-around. So one of the most important things in functional medicine is that we retest to make sure that we've gotten rid of the condition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So long story short, we're 2 years later. She's a new person.
And, that is so cool.
It's just wonderful to see that. Actually, she's on my website at curingthecause.com. If you go under testimonials, you'll see her testimonial. I've got about 10 different testimonials of different conditions. But it's not unlike most all the stories of the patients that come in to see me, is they've had these chronic conditions for years. They've gone to see all the best medical specialists, and they're still dealing with the issues. So The end result, ultimately, is not only are they feeling better, and this is a question I often ask my audience when I'm speaking, is how many of you want to feel better today? And everybody raises their hands. I say, more important question, how many of you want to function better?
Mm.
And they kind of scratch their heads. I guess if I function better, I'll feel better, and I'll look better, too. So ultimately, they feel better, they look better because they look brighter. They're getting sleep. They're functioning better. So the ultimate outcome, Randy, really is to function better, which means that you've got your energy back. That a woman going through menopause has less symptoms through menopause because they're more balanced. Their hormones are more balanced. Their digestion is as it should be. That's ultimately the goal here, is to restore function to the body.
That's so cool. Yeah, and I would imagine that there's, you know, probably just a super frustration among so many people that really don't know what the problems are, because they had that opportunity to really, you know, sort of see the whole picture.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, everything from, you know, hormonal imbalances and digestive problems, weight loss, fatigue, depression, anxiety. You know, I'm working in a new area of what's called neurotransmitters, which is dealing with the nervous system,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and how it can affect the areas like depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorders, things like that, which is a really fascinating area as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's just about anything you could think of that an individual may be going through, functional medicine has an approach or an answer in most cases.
Wow, that's really powerful. Well, what I'm going to do is take us to a quick break, and we're going to come back and really enjoy being able to learn more, because you've got a whole bunch of things that we really, really need to know, and really want to get into those as soon as we can. So this is Randy Gilbert on the Inside Success Show. We're sharing success stories with Dr. Stephen Ross. He's the author of Cure the Cause and Preventing Disease. And he has lots of inside success secrets, tips, and strategies for us, so don't go away. You'll want to hear what's next.
This is Randy Gilbert, and I have an incredibly powerful inside success secret for you. Highly successful people share a common belief that they need the help and cooperation of others. That is why my friend Michael Angier created SuccessNet. SuccessNet is an information-packed online resource, and I have no hesitation in saying I just can't imagine living without it. Best of all, it's free. Join SuccessNet by typing in theinsidesuccessshow.com and then clicking on the SuccessNet logo.
Let's return to the path to triumph with the Inside Success Show.
And welcome back to the Inside Success Show. This is Randy Gilbert, and we're back sharing inside success secrets, tips, and strategies with Dr. Stephen Ross. He's the author of Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, and this is a cool book, and he's going to be sharing a whole bunch of things out of it as we ask him some good questions and go through this interview. So make sure you got your pen and paper right there. And Dr. Ross, when we look at this, you know, certainly functional diagnostic medicine is the really big thing that you'd mentioned as what's the difference, and we're looking at it as more of holistic, more of the, you know, getting up above and look at the whole picture and the whole body kind of thing. And when we look at, you know, what the difference might be for the average person, you know, you were able to share, you know, an example there. Is there another example that might help our listeners to, you know, look at maybe even their own, you know, health right now, that they should be sort of asking themselves or evaluating, how important is this to me?
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't go just for individuals that are sick or not feeling
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a tremendous amount that can be done in this area with prevention. People that do feel good. And like I said, it's not so much how you feel, but it's how you function. To give an example here, there are autoimmune diseases like lupus that is actually detectable. Get this. It's detectable 10 years before it becomes a symptom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So wouldn't you want to know if you've got something brewing underneath that could develop into something like lupus?
Wow.
Or cancer or diabetes
mm-hmm.
or Alzheimer's. See, the thing is that most people don't realize is that these chronic degenerative diseases that I was just mentioning, these are end stages. These are end stages of disease. Disease is just a culmination of symptoms. That's what a disease is. It's something that we made up. Disease is a number of conditions that have resulted in this one name. So by doing this type of preventative diagnostic testing, we can oftentimes uncover the root cause of a potential future degeneration or degenerative disease, like diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, and all these autoimmune diseases.
That is so powerful. I mean, you're giving me goosebumps at the possibilities here of being able to help people. And we also had mentioned earlier about the optimum health, that I would imagine that even before the real symptoms show up, that you're already not at optimum anymore.
That's right. That's right. And to give you an example here, I had a patient just a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman in his 60s. He's had some occasional pain in the right upper quadrant of his abdomen, and he's been going to his chiropractor and not getting rid of the pain because it does relate to the back. And he's even got a private physician that he has on retainer. You know, that's the new thing, the boutique physicians. And he says he's run all these tests and everything looks fine. He's had a CT scan of his liver and ultrasound of the liver and everything looks fine. I said, well, let's do some testing. And I do a specific test called an organics comprehensive test, which really looks at all the markers that result in proper function of the body. And lo and behold, we came up with some very unusual markers with this gentleman.
Could you maybe just share a little bit of what some of those markers are, just to give it a for instance?
Sure. We're talking about, you know, how the vitamins and minerals are utilized in various cycles. Of what we call the Krebs cycle or citric acid cycle. And if you remember from your days in biology or chemistry, these cycles are what really propels us into proper function. I hope I'm not making this too complicated. But there are certain vitamins and minerals and amino acids that are required in order for these systems to work properly. Well, when they're not working properly, again, there's a reason for it, and we can find that through this type of testing. And so finding this through this testing, I said something isn't right here. And we began working to correct these cycles, and I said we may need to do some further testing, and indeed we did, and we found some other areas that were a problem. And long story short, we have been correcting this through proper detoxification, so cleaning out the liver and gallbladder, and it's getting him back onto the road of health. But this is an individual that came in with nothing but a little bit of pain. He says, I got great energy, I'm going all the time, I'm retired, you know, life is good. But this is what's happening. I had another gentleman come in to me maybe about a year ago, just in excellent health. He's an executive of a bank, a CEO. He says, I just want to see if I'm really as well as I think I am. And again, we're looking at these markers to see how the body is functioning. And we found some things that we could tune up a little bit, and he's doing much better. And again, we're retesting to make sure that we're on the right path. And most of these tests are, I should say all of these tests, are science-based laboratory tests that are very valid tests, but unfortunately most conventional doctors don't utilize these tests because that's not what they've been trained in. So this is the new era of medicine. I think more and more people are going to be looking at this as preventative besides a way to evaluate the cause of their health challenges.
So important. Wow. And you have actually used the term in your book, the three pillars of health. And I know you've already mentioned them, but maybe just sort of reiterate the importance of all three to our listeners.
Absolutely. Yes, let me. I was going to bring that up now because that is so important, the three pillars of health. The three pillars of health consist of the hormonal immune system, so the hormones and the immune system, they go together as one pillar, the digestive system, and the detoxification system. And the hormonal immune system, the reason that we put that together is because the hormones really drive how your immune system are. And one of the most common complaints I see from individuals is that they're fatigued, and I mentioned that before. Now, when an individual is fatigued, they go through stages of what we call adrenal exhaustion. Your adrenal glands produce two very important hormones called cortisol and DHEA. And these are also known as your stress hormones. when you're under stress, and that could be physical stress, mental, emotional, chemical, nutritional, whatever, any kind of stress, puts a tremendous push on your adrenal glands to produce more of these hormones, the cortisol and DHEA. Well, at some point, if you're running 24 hours, 7 days a week, you're eventually going to run out of these hormones. We call this the fuel of our body. And when we do, we start becoming adrenally exhausted. In other words, these chemicals start to deplete to the point that we don't have any more. It's kind of like running your engine 24/7. If you don't stop at the gas station to fill up,
you're definitely in trouble.
You're going to run on fumes, and eventually you're just going to run out. And this is what happens with the body. And when we start running out of our essential hormones, our immune system becomes compromised. And if you've ever noticed, if you've been exhausted, I mean, I've had people come in exhausted because of maybe they had a death in the family or a change in job or they moved, and they start getting more colds. They start getting, you know, anything that's going around, they get it. Because it affects the immune system. So the immune system then becomes compromised. So you see how the hormonal immune system goes together there. So it's very important that we check that out. And that can be done with a very simple saliva test. We do four samples of saliva during the day, and you do that at home or, you know, carry little vials with you at work. And when you're done doing the saliva samples, you send it into the lab, and the lab sends it back to me, and we go over the results. And usually it's a relatively easy fix. We can do this very simply with a change in food that you might be eating or adding some nutrients to your daily regimen and get you back on course again. But also a big thing in functional medicine, to do it right, you know, I really need to coach the patient. I need to be their coach. And that might be on a weekly basis or every other week or once a month, depending upon how much coaching they need. But coaching is very important in helping them make changes in lifestyle or the foods they're eating or getting more rest. You know, sometimes it might even make I might even make a recommendation to see a counselor to help with life stresses. Looking at the second pillar of health, digestion, I gave you the example of my patient who had digestive problems for 25 years. It's not unusual. I've had all kinds of people come in with digestive problems, and simply finding the root cause, once again, whether it's parasites or bacterial overgrowth or fungus or yeast, that can be relatively easy to correct. I had an individual who came in, again, with digestive problems for about 10 years. He'd been all over the country, even to Mayo Clinic, and nobody was really able to find out what was going on. Well, this individual had a lot of bad bacteria in their body because over the years he'd taken a lot of antibiotics. And, you know, when you take antibiotics, Randy, it doesn't just kill the bacteria that they want to kill. It kills all the bacteria.
Wow.
You know, it's that shotgun approach. Well, try this and we'll get rid of it. Well, that means your good bacteria is gone also. We need more good bacteria in our body than we do bad. And when we start destroying all the bacteria, we end up with lots of bad bacteria. So a big part of what I do is help individuals restore their gut flora or good bacteria, and might mean a change in diet, less simple carbohydrates and more fruits and vegetables, whole foods. So we talk about that, and I help them get back onto a good diet and explain to them the importance of drinking enough water in the day or eating organic foods. You know, one of the recommendations I make, which is real simple to do, is to start drinking more water. And I'll bet you that most people don't drink enough water during the day. They should be drinking half their body's weight in ounces of water a day. Now, let me explain that to you, because I've had some confusion with that. Let's say Randy, you weigh 160 pounds.
Yeah, 180 right now.
Okay.
It should be 160, but it's 180 right now.
All right, so 180. You should be drinking half your weight in ounces of water a day, which is how much?
Well, 90, yeah.
90 what?
90 ounces.
Yes, right. Thank you. I had a patient call me the other day.
90 pounds of water right now.
Yeah, she says, Dr. Ross, you know, you told me to drink half my weight in water a day. Well, I think I've had about 5 pounds of water today. I don't think I can drink anymore. I said, no. I said, no. Not pounds, ounces. She says, oh, okay. So half your weight in ounces of water a day is what you need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to begin that, I tell people, have a glass of water on your nightstand. So when you wake up in the morning, you have a full glass of water. And the reason being, if you slept 6 to 8 hours, you're already dehydrated. You know,
yes.
People think, well, I'm not thirsty, so I must not be dehydrated. Well, that's because you've burnt out your brain signals to tell you that you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you start off with a glass of water in the morning, and you just drink throughout the day. And if that means you go to the bathroom a lot, that's great. You're cleaning out your body. But you need to drink that much every day.
Mm.
Another simple tip.
Let's clarify things, though, because some people say, well, I drink plenty of fluids, and that includes all kinds of other things like sodas and things like that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Share with our listeners why.
Well, I'll tell you, drinking sodas, if it's a non-diet soda, it's a tremendous amount of sugar,
mm-hmm.
carbohydrates that work on your pancreas to destroy your insulin production. That can lead to diabetes and metabolic syndrome. If it's diet soda, then you're dealing with some dangerous chemicals.
Mm.
These diet soda chemicals are very dangerous to our body. There are definite relationships between diet sodas or diet anything and such things as diabetes and cancer and Alzheimer's. So it does have to be water. I'm sorry, it can't be tea, it can't be coffee. We can't substitute for that. Our bodies need water.
Okay. How about some of the juices? You know, certainly most of that's water, but you know, I don't know. Nowadays, I guess you know it's real simple to, you know, to you know, buy the bottled orange juice and bottled apple juice and things like that. Is that okay?
Well, again, it's not pure water,
I
go back to the basics. The basics are water.
Okay.
It's not juice. It's not sodas. It's not orange juice.
Good. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that.
And most of the orange juice out there comes from concentrate, which means that it's not really, you know, it's not 100% juice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You should be eating fruits and vegetables to get your juices in, but you need to be consuming enough water. Our bodies are 76% water.
Mm.
You know, one of the analyses that I'll do in the office is evaluating water content inside the cells, and I can't tell you how many people are dehydrated.
Mm.
Yes.
That is really powerful. Thank you very much.
And sure.
Yeah, please continue. You were sharing.
Well,
about
you know, other things that people can do that very simple to do is try to get enough fruits and vegetables in your diet. But unfortunately, in 2005, the USDA changed. Well, I should say, fortunately, the USDA finally changed the food pyramid, and the food pyramid now states that we should be eating between 9 and 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
rather than the carbohydrates that they had put there before.
Yes, all the breads and the dairy that they used to have there. So if you think of it, though, a serving is about as much as you can put in the palm of your hand. So to eat, you know, 9 to 13 servings a day, we'd be grazing all day. So we need to find a way to get as much fruits and vegetables into our body as possible every single day. And organic is definitely better. New research came out, and I just heard this and saw this a couple weeks ago, that organics actually have an anti-stress energy to them. And I know that sounds a little flaky when we start talking about energy, but there is an anti-stress phytonutrients that we find in organic foods.
Mm-hmm,
and it seems that this anti-stress energy, if you would, actually transfers to the body. So we're actually consuming anti-stress phytonutrients that help us reduce our stress as well, which I thought was fascinating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is cool. That's very cool. And one of the things that you were sharing before is a detoxification. You'd mentioned the liver, and I bet you that there's very few people that really understand what that really means, and I was wondering if you could share that with us.
Oh, absolutely. Detoxification is very important because it's like the filter in your car. You know, how many times do we change our oil?
Mm-hmm,
every 5,000 miles or whatever is requested there. And how many times do we change the filter?
Same.
Well, that should be done along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same thing with the body. We have a filter in our body. It's called the liver. And this liver can really get kind of gunked up, if you would. And if we're not running good foods and plenty of water through our body, that can cause a backup, if you would. And what we find is people that are toxic, and when I say toxic, I'm talking about things like heavy metals, like mercury and lead and cadmium. But more than that, we're talking about fats that may be coming in from foods.
Mm-hmm.
That can lead to things like these autoimmune diseases and asthma and allergies and even food allergies and sensitivities, environmental allergies. So one of the things that we'll do in our testing is evaluate for the ability of the individual to detoxify. And again, it's a very simple analysis. It's a urine test. You see, most of what I'm talking about, Randy, is not blood testing. Most of what I'm talking about is urine, saliva, maybe a hair analysis for heavy metals, stool analysis that can be done very simply in the home of the individual and then sent into the lab.
So very few of those things are ever done, and I would imagine that this is the kind of thing that actually can be done just about anywhere, because I think, isn't it only that the blood that's regulated as far as sending through the mail?
Well, yes, but even that, I mean, I've got patients in China and Croatia and, you know, in Hawaii, and they're getting, you know, if they do need a blood sample,
mm-hmm.
there's labs around that will do it.
Sure.
And the test kits that we send out are biohazard protected, so they can send it back, and I've done that many, many times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's not really an issue, but it's, you know, a lot of people don't want to give blood. They're afraid of needles or whatever it is, and there are some very effective ways of analyzing the body systems without blood.
Well, it sounds like it might not only be less expensive, but it might also be better diagnostics. Is that true?
Absolutely, absolutely. Blood is limited to what we see at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not to say that, you know, doing a blood analysis is not going to give us answers. It will. But we need to find out about how the body is functioning. And there are a lot of physiological tests that can be done that are definitely better than blood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
More effective and give us better answers
mm.
to really the root cause or the individual health challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very cool. So the actual detoxifying that does happen and the analysis, you know, to be able to test to see if a detoxification is needed is something that can be done no matter where we live. I mean, you have some
Absolutely.
Programs. Maybe just, you know, we will be asking you again later, but maybe just while we're talking about it, what would be a way of being able to embrace this?
As far as getting this done?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, again, like I said, it's a very simple test. It's a urine test. In most cases, it's urine and saliva. And by assessing how the liver is functioning or how the body is functioning or detoxifying, it might be a simple diet type of cleanse. It might be taking some supplementation. It really depends what areas of detoxification aren't functioning properly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, there's two different levels of detoxification, and we can assess which level is not working properly and then provide the body with what's needed to clear that out. And again, this is something that you can do simply at home, whether it's through supplementation or diet. There are all kinds of liver and gallbladder flushes out there. Some are really harsh, so I try to stay away from those if at all possible. And there's some newer products out there that are really effective in cleansing. And we might need to do a detox on the colon. We might need to do a detox on the liver or the gallbladder or all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is something that I work with my patients on and basically hold their hand so they're not alone. And I think going through these detoxes, it can be a little frightening for somebody who hasn't done it before, and what can they expect, and, you know, am I going to feel sick? And oftentimes when somebody goes through a detox, they feel a little out of sorts because they're cleaning out toxins. You know, they're washing toxins out of their body. So
mm-hmm,
they might
mm-hmm.
feel like they're getting the flu or a cold or digestive problems. But it's just a matter of cleansing and detoxifying. And then it's really important that we restore the gut. We restore the body once it's been detoxified. So we might use things like probiotics, which are good bacteria, like lactobacillus and caseus and bifidus and saccharomyces. These are just names of different bacteria that we need to have in our body.
Right. And how do we then restore that? Is that something that's taken in a supplement or?
Yes, mm-hmm. taken mm-hmm. in a supplement. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we go through what are called the 4 R's of restoring the body.
Yeah, share with us.
Pardon me?
Share them with us, the 4 R's.
Sure. The 4 R's. The first is to remove any pathogens in the body, to remove such things as bacteria that has overgrown or fungus or yeast or parasites. And by removing them, we remove things through the detoxification process or eliminating certain foods from the diet. The second R is called reinoculate, and that refers to using supplements, like I said, the lactobacillus or acidophilus, also known as friendly flora, putting good bacteria back into the body. And oftentimes these good bacteria are destroyed by antibiotic use. So the antibiotics kill off not only the bad, but the good. And then stage 3 of the R is replace. And replace refers to correcting their diet or adding supplementations to support a poor digestive system that's been destroyed by disease or invasion of bacteria or parasites. And then the 4th is the repair step. And that's a very important step. A lot of people miss that because it's an essential step of rebuilding and regenerating damaged tissue. So that might require, again, modification in the diet or supplementation, as well as getting adequate sleep. And, you know, in some cases, nutritional support may be required indefinitely if the body is too far damaged to rebuild it. For example, people with diabetes can no longer produce insulin, so they may have to be on supplements along with insulin indefinitely. Perhaps less amounts of insulin once the diet's been regulated, but nevertheless, they may have to continue to be on it. So, you know, you can see the difference here. In rebuilding and restoring and reinoculating, it's really allowing the body to start functioning on its own. And that's really the goal here, is I don't want to have somebody on supplements if they don't need it for the rest of their lives, but rather, what do they need?
Yes.
And can we get the body to start producing on its own?
Mm.
So we don't have to continue on these supplementations or the medications.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that as Dr. Proactive, this is an extremely proactive approach that you've been able to share with us, and this is really you know, quite powerful. And it looks like you know, in being able to you know, basically look at the whole, you know, picture, not just, you know, helping someone to get over being sick, that we're moving even beyond the, you know, just feeling, you know, going from, you know, okay to better, but you really are taking us up to the high performance you know, opportunity for doing this. So are you able to also help those that maybe are you know, looking at high performance sports or things like that too?
Absolutely. And again, it doesn't differ very much from what we've been talking about with people coming in with disease, but
mm-hmm.
somebody who is performing very well, but they want to move to that next level. What's stopping them? What's preventing them? You know, I've got a patient now, a female who comes into me with problems of, and she's a high performance athlete, and she says, when I'm really pushing myself, I start feeling tightness in the chest and difficulty breathing. You know, what can we do about that? Or is there something I can do? Because she's been through all kinds of aerobic testing, and they can't find anything.
Mm.
Well, we did some neurotransmitter testing and hormonal testing, and found that, in fact, she had some imbalance going on there. And this is about 2 months ago. And I just saw her the other day, and I asked her the question. I said, how's your performance when you're really pushing yourself? She says, you know, I haven't thought about it.
You hadn't needed to.
yeah, exactly. I didn't need to. I'm feeling great. And this was just making some lifestyle changes in diet and supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll retest in a couple of weeks here and see how the chemistry is looking. But gosh, I mean, it was a very simple fix that nobody bothered to look into was her hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been having these difficulties for as many years as she can remember. So, yes, for the high-performance individual or the sick individual, I mean, functional medicine is just more than just looking under the hood. It's taking the engine apart and finding out what's not working
fix
it.
And make sure everything's working properly, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so this becomes also a lifestyle thing. And with lifestyle, it's always, you know, the only way to change lifestyle is to really change our habits, to change our thinking. And
right.
so
right.
you have some significant programs that you've developed, and I'd love it if you would share with our listeners just a little bit more about that.
Right. I've got a number of different programs. One that I recently developed is called the Executive Wellness Program, which really takes the individual through all these three pillars of health.
Mm-hmm.
The hormonal immune system, the digestive system, and the detoxification system. And all of these tests that we're doing for this executive wellness program do not consist of blood. And they're all urine or saliva or stool sampling to evaluate these three pillars. And once we find these, then we start treating them. I make recommendations regarding supplementation. I talk to them about diet, and I hate to use the word diet, Randy, because it's been so overused, and I think it scares people. So let's just say that I make recommendations on foods, you know, what they should eat, what they shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
More importantly, though, I encourage what they should eat, because if people are eating what they should be eating, they don't have time to eat the things that they shouldn't be eating.
There you go.
So we talk about that. We talk about lifestyle and breathing exercises and making sure that they're getting exercise, even if it's just getting out for a walk. You know, most people are so tied to their computers today that they forget that they need to get up and walk a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we talk about that, and I keep track of this with them. You know, I'm not going to be hitting them over the head with it. They have to take responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
But I become their partner. And this can last anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of years. Depends how long somebody wants to work with me as their coach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll retest. Like I said, it's very important to retest to make sure that what they're doing is making a change. And if it's not, we have to, again, once again, go back to the drawing board and ask why. Why is it not changing? Because ultimately that's the question in functional medicine. The question is why. Why do I have this disease? Why do I feel like this? Why am I fatigued all the time? So we need to answer that question, why. So there is a number of different programs and different ways that I work with my patients. And again, like I said, you know, I've got patients around the world. I obviously don't go to visit them, but we talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in many cases, even people that live around me in San Diego, with their busy schedules, we'll just do phone consultations.
Very good.
And we might do it once a week, might be 15 minutes, might be 30 minutes, just to check in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that they're staying on target, that they're following the recommendations that we've gone over together. So, like I said, there's many different programs. Depends upon what kind of situation that the patient is in.
Yeah,
what
and share with our listeners then just a little bit more of how to learn about those programs or how to get in touch with you. What would be the best thing?
Well, the best thing to start with would probably be to go to my website at curingthecause.com. That's all one word, curing, curingthecause.com. You get a lot of information on there, and there's also a link to my other website, which is drstephenross.com, which talks more about the chiropractic aspect and functional medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or they can give me a call, and they can call me at 858-481-1131. And get directly to my office and set up a consultation, and we go from there.
Cool.
And I've got my paperwork on my website, which really makes it easy for the patients because it is pretty extensive paperwork that I request. I do request a very thorough history, and I think that's where a lot of doctors are remiss in not going far enough back and far enough into detail. So it's
mm-hmm.
an 8-page history that you have to fill out. So you print it off at home, take your time to fill it out, and then you bring it in or send it in to me, fax it to me.
Perfect.
Then we get started with our consultation.
Very good.
Our first visit is about an hour long. Sometimes it lasts longer, probably a bit longer than most people are used to, because, like I said, I really need to get in depth into their history. And also, if they have any lab tests that they've had done in the past, I like to see those in advance also. Because most times when a doctor says, or the nurse practitioner says, well, your lab test came out fine, you know, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean it's in the reference range? Well, was it high in the reference range or low in the reference range?
Yeah, and compared to what you know, group of people, I would imagine.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, Randy, over the last couple of years alone, these reference ranges have gotten wider and wider because, in general, the general population has become sicker and sicker.
That is
so
awful.
So instead of saying that, yeah, I mean, instead of saying everybody's sick, they're now saying, well, everybody's well because they're within the reference range.
You're just no sicker than the next guy.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Wow.
You know, so wow. So I need to see those lab tests also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine you need to develop your own personal history then so that you
Absolutely.
Can be measuring yourself against yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Because everybody's different. Everybody's mm-hmm. individual. And that's what makes the big difference in functional medicine, mm. is we don't treat everybody the same that comes in with the same condition. There's
yeah.
a biochemical individuality in everybody. Everybody is different.
Mm.
So they can't all be treated with the same program.
Well, yeah, that's really cool. Well, I'm going to take us to a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the future and some of the things that you see in it. This is Randy Gilbert on the Inside Success Show, and we're having a wonderful time with Dr. Stephen Ross. He's the author of Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, and he has opened up a treasure chest. It's full of Inside Success secrets about how to understand this diagnosis and treatment of illnesses and aging. Functional diagnostic medicine is what he's using, and I just really know that he's got some great stuff for us in this next segment, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Proactive, Randy Gilbert, here to tell you there is not much that impresses people more than using award-winning to describe your product or website. And if you feel it is truly worthy in today's society of these two small but profound words, then I highly recommend you apply for the Adding Wisdom Award. Winning such a prestigious award will give you the recognition you've worked so hard to achieve. Apply for it now, and watch how fast it builds your brand, sales, and profits. Get the details today by going to InsideSuccessRadio.com and clicking on the Adding Wisdom Award logo.
Let's return to the path to triumph with the Inside Success Show.
And welcome back to the Inside Success Show. This is Randy Gilbert, and we're back with Dr. Stephen Ross. He's the author of Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease. And we try to go inside your head and look to the future with you there, Dr. Ross. And in looking at today, you'd just been talking about things are getting worse as far as our blood and the society as a whole. But give us a little bit more on your take of where things are at that we might be able to either just wake up or somehow give us some motivation to make the change where it needs to be.
Right. Okay. Sure. You know, gosh, where do I start with this, Randy? You know, most people think that you start getting degenerative diseases when you're in your 50s and 60s and 70s. But I'll tell you something. Most people are starting to show degenerative changes as early as their 20s and 30s.
Oh, my goodness, wow.
Yes, because of the stress that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm,
so whether
mm-hmm.
it's school or work or, you know, everybody's multitasking. And this multitasking is just leading to more stress on our bodies. And our adrenal glands are the first ones to be affected. Like I had mentioned earlier, our adrenal glands, our immune system are very well connected. And unfortunately, what's happening is people are developing these chronic conditions, and they just start changing their routine in life based upon the chronic conditions, like, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. They won't do certain things because they have to stay near home.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
Women with developing migraines that, gosh, just happen to happen around their menstrual cycle.
Mm.
So, you know, we need to start looking at what's causing the chronic conditions that we're dealing with today. And it isn't a matter of we're lacking aspirin in our bodies or we're lacking antibiotics in our bodies.
We don't have an ibuprofen shortage, eh?
No, there's no deficiency of Tylenol in our bodies. You know, that's a fact. I can state that pretty soundly. But the drug companies would like you to think so.
Right.
That if you've got a symptom, they got a drug for you. And we've really become a drug-infested population here and around the world and really become dependent on these drugs for whatever condition that we're thinking of. So, you know, to shed a little light on this, you know, functional medicine, it's not necessarily to help you live longer, although you just might. I mean, that might be one of the side effects. The goal is really, and we need to keep this in sight, Randy, is that our goal is really optimum health.
Mm.
And our goal is to create optimum health, not only for now, but for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Optimum life sounds like is what we could actually be counting on here if we do things right and pay attention.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, many people experience a decline in health as early as their 20s and 30s, and others live happy and healthy lives for decades, quietly dying of old age in the middle of the night.
Mm.
You know, I love this analogy. It's like a burning candle. This is the way we're supposed to live our lives, like a burning candle. We were meant to burn brightly from beginning to end, and when your time is up, you flicker and pass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what's happening is we start seeing this candle fade away as early as our 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Eventually just flickers and flickers and flickers and flickers, developing into things like Alzheimer's and all these degenerative conditions. So our goal is to improve your overall health throughout your life, and especially into our golden years of,
mm-hmm,
of old
mm-hmm.
age. You know, and numerous research studies over the years have shown that people who began paying attention to real prevention in midlife, like stopping smoking and exercising and making dietary changes, they had fewer hospitalizations, fewer surgeries, took fewer medications, and lived longer than people that didn't. So when we look at prevention, gosh, I mean, what better way than to look into your body now, see how you're functioning, and restore function. In conventional medicine, they talk about preventative medicine, but take a look at these preventative tests that they're doing.
Mm-hmm,
they're
mm-hmm.
doing cholesterol screenings, blood pressure tests. They're doing colonoscopies for cancer. Now, what are they? Those are tests to evaluate whether you have a disease. They're not preventative tests. Think about that for a minute. They are not preventative tests. If you have a positive finding, well, they found a disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what do you want? I mean, what do you expect from your body and your healthcare provider? Optimum health is really within everyone's reach, but they have to reach for it. They have to do something.
Yeah, it needs to be a choice that we're making. And again, it's an extremely proactive approach that you're taking, that not only to assume responsibility, but then to really find the truth, to find the things that are, you know, are the important things that our body does need, and what we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And in the book Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, I talk about all of this. And I talk about ways to evaluate and to assess and what can be causing your problems. And I made it real easy for the reader because I also included a series of CDs that goes along with it. So they can listen to it, they can read it, there's a DVD in there, they can watch it. I think you can feel my passion, Randy.
Yep. Oh,
I
absolutely
really want to get this message out because there's too many people dying unnecessarily. Too many people living with chronic degenerative diseases that don't need to be.
Yeah, yeah.
There's ways to evaluate it, and there's ways to treat it effectively without these dangerous drugs that we're dealing with today.
Yeah, and probably even worse than that is you know, living the life of being, you know, tired and worn out and just an unhappy, unproductive, you know, unfriendly life.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Unfriendly life, that's right. Unfriendly with yourself,
yep.
I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't need to be living like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, very powerful. Well, let's look at the future of Dr. Ross. You have been very successful, and you've got some great things actually in front of you. And I'd love it if you could share with our listeners, what they are and how we might be able to support you and hopefully get a sense of urgency.
Well, how do we get a sense of urgency without having the aches and pains and fatigue and exhaustion that we're dealing with every day? I mean, if that isn't a wake-up call for an individual, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look in your medicine cabinet. You know, what kind of medications that you've been taking? It's only going to get worse. So to put out a plea for urgency, I mean, just look at your own life and look at how you're feeling now. More important, how are you functioning? You know, are you getting enough rest? Do you feel rested when you wake up in the morning? So many people feel more exhausted when they wake up than when they went to bed. That's a sign.
That's a bad sign.
That's a red light going on.
Yeah.
You know? That's a red light going on in your dash saying, you got a problem here. Mm-hmm. And if you don't correct it, the rest of the system's going to start falling apart. You know, and look at what you're eating and how you're eating. You know, are you a fast food eater? Are you a fast eater for that matter? You know, do you take time to enjoy your meal? Do you chew properly? Do you chew enough to really digest your foods? I can't tell you how many people come back with their digestive study and show tremendous amounts of vegetable fibers undigested because they're not taking the time. Slow down and enjoy it a little bit.
I think you in your book you said chew with gratitude. Is that
absolutely chew with gratitude? Enjoy what you're eating. Enjoy healthy foods, good foods. You know, what you put into your body is what's going to come out. In other words, you are what you eat, and that has been expressed numerous times. And I'll tell you, the research is validating that now more than ever. That you are in fact what you eat. You know, so many people are. Their first stop in the morning is to get their espresso, their lattes. And once that energy boost, if you would, dies out, they're looking for another one.
Yep.
And another one.
Usually some kind of a sugary...
well, sugar or caffeine to pump it up, and all you're doing is destroying those adrenal glands even more.
Wow. So let's share with our listeners a little bit more, again, of the websites, and then you also speak in front of groups. So, again, your telephone number. So the website that you had was www.curingthecause.com. And then the other one is your name, and it's Dr. StephenRoss.com?
Yes. And starting with a DR.
Right. I was going to say David Robert, DR.
DRSTEVENROSS.com.
Perfect. And the phone number, please?
858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. And I've got a number of talks coming up here. I'm actually doing a television interview in a couple weeks. And I hope to be traveling the country and the world sharing my thoughts, my beliefs, and what functional medicine is all about. I really, truly believe that people can be much healthier than they are today by not taking all the unnecessary, dangerous drugs, just some changes in lifestyle, changes in eating habit, and really getting to the cause of their issues.
Yeah, it sounds like the best way to support you is to actually put this into practice and actually be your testimonials. How about that, huh?
Absolutely. And if you want to see some testimonials, we've got, I believe there's 10 video testimonials on curingthecause.com, sharing stories from exhaustion to menopausal issues, hormonal imbalance, digestive issues. Got one that's really interesting. If I can just share this last story here. I had an individual call me and ask about his parents, who were in their 60s and not doing well. And the father had a rash for 20 years and has gone to all the doctors they could think of and giving them salves and creams and all this stuff. Well, I wanted to look a little further into it, and being that my area specialty is functional diagnostic medicine, we did some testing, and gosh, guess what we found? We found this gentleman had Lyme's disease. Lyme's disease. He had been bitten by a tick about 20 years ago, and this tick and the Lyme's disease started destroying his immune system. Well, we started working up a protocol for him, a treatment plan along with his medical doctor, and have gotten him onto a number of different supplements. And I'll tell you, Randy, within, 4 to 5 months, his rash was completely gone. Completely gone. He's feeling so much better, and his joints aren't aching. Lyme's a very difficult, a very difficult disease, but there are treatments for it.
That's powerful.
Yeah. So,
that's really powerful.
It's really exciting stuff, and I'm very motivated, very driven to get the message out there. So I hope your listeners are listening. They realize that there is an alternative. And there is a way to find the root cause.
Definitely, a not just a message, a proactive message, but a message of real hope. And I really, you know, think that we need to not just pay attention, but to actually take action. What Dr. Stephen Ross has given us is just immensely important, and we need to check things out. And I would recommend, in fact, that's what I need to do myself, is actually fill out that form and be able to send it in to you. Very, very encouraging as to what you say is possible by following through. So I appreciate, again, your time. You've just been an extreme pleasure, you know, having you on the show. Been very generous.
My pleasure, Randy. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Very, very generous with all of the knowledge that you do share, and certainly that you have the book and the CDs, the DVD sets that are on sale for those that can you know, basically get a good, at least an introduction to what you have, and then make some good decisions for themselves. So on behalf of all of our listeners, thank you so much for being our guest. You're wonderful. Looking forward to having you back on. I know that this is just the first of many books, it seems, that you would be putting out.
Absolutely. I'm in the process of writing some additional books that will go right along with this theme, and curing the cause and preventing disease with all kinds of conditions. So I'm really excited. And thank you once again for having me on, Randy.
You're very welcome. And to our listeners, you don't want to miss our next show. Please go to the website, Inside Success Radio, and sign up for that free newsletter if you haven't already. And while you're there, please check out our great sponsors who are helping to bring this show to you. And would be wonderful if you can connect with them. This has been Dr. Proactive, Randy Gilbert, urging you to look at the inside, because that's where you're going to find the success is starting. That's why so many people are listening now to Inside Success Radio. Until next time, blue skies and rainbows to you all. And Dr. Ross, again, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And looking forward to doing it again.
Thank you. Same here, Randy. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Randy Gilbert, author of Success Bound, Breaking Free of Mediocrity. I've known the pain of mediocrity and of living a dull and unrewarding life with no purpose and no prosperity. I was acting happy, but not being happy. The fear of failure was causing me to fail in life. Then I discovered the incredible power of proactive thinking. It was like finding the cure for cancer. Like a butterfly, my life was immediately transformed. I became Dr. Proactive. I'm speaking to you as a friend. Don't settle for mediocrity. You can do anything, be anybody, and have anything. Success Bound contains the secrets of how to live a proactive life. Type in Success Bound at Amazon.com and read how dozens of people just like you have been transformed by reading my book. Get Success Bound and you'll step into a whole new world of healing, prosperity, and joy.
Tune in again next week for more down-to-earth information aimed at helping you achieve a more rewarding, proactive life with the Inside Success Show.